Home prices are historically unaffordable, and the average age of first-time buyers has climbed to near 40. Despite that, more Gen Zers in their 20s are managing to become homeowners. They're outpacing millennials, and half of them are single buyers. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
In Milwaukee, 27-year-old Francisco Vazquez is newly married, but he bought a home this year on his own, a three-bedroom with soft yellow clapboard siding. When we spoke, he'd been doing a lot of work before moving in, starting with tearing out the carpet.
And then I sanded down all the hardwood floors, stained them again. I was adding polyurethane today. It's looking really nice.
Vazquez changed careers to make this happen. He majored in conservation science on a scholarship, no student loans, then moved to Texas to work at an alligator sanctuary and a zoo.
Super fun. I've worked with so many cool animals.
But it was so little pay that he started questioning the value of that college degree.
You know, I wasn't going to be able to support a wife, let alone kids, or buy a home.
Making it financially is important to Vazquez. Growing up, his parents didn't have much and relied on government assistance. So he moved back home to Wisconsin thinking he'd become an electrician. But he stumbled on a job posting to manage a fast food restaurant, and it turned out to have great pay and benefits. For 2 years, one living with his parents, he saved up aggressively.
Most of my paycheck, probably like 70%, into just broad index stock.
In affordable Milwaukee, Vazquez found a house for $220,000. That's nearly half the national median price. And with a big down payment, again at age 27, he has a 15-year fixed mortgage.
My biggest goal at the moment is just to retire early, so buying a home helps me buy myself more freedom in general with my time.
Overall, Gen Z homebuyers last year had an average household income of $76,000, says Jessica Louts, deputy chief economist at the National Association of Realtors. And they're financially savvy.
Gen Zers seem to have learned from millennials.
For one thing, they're more likely to use down payment assistance.
They're taking advantage of government programs at higher rates than all other generations. They seem to be a little more reticent when it comes to student loan debt, which has historically been one of the biggest hurdles for millennials to enter into homeownership.
And yes, some do get help from parents, though not as much as young millennials or even the longtime average. Gen Zers are actually saving for retirement earlier and are more likely to tap a 401k. The share of single buyers is also double that of millennials at the same age.
I asked around the office to try and understand what's happening here, and I was reminded COVID. And so I think perhaps delays in getting marriage started and partners started could be one of the things that are going on here for these young adults.
Another difference. More than a third of buyers in their 20s last year were single women, a bigger share than for all buyers. It's an amazing shift, says Sue Meitner, president of Centennial Lending Group in Pennsylvania.
Women weren't even allowed to own a house until not too long ago, when you look back in history.
It wasn't until 1974 that they got the right to apply for a home loan in their own name. Today, many young women still don't believe they can do it alone, so she encourages them to keep saving, ask for a raise, take on a side hustle.
We don't ever want to say no. We always want to say maybe later. Like, what can we do to get your income higher?
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Come on in.
In Pittsburgh, I meet 25-year-old Joanna Belichick at the townhouse she owns with her very friendly cavoodle dog, Winnie.
Get down.
She gives me a tour up a steep staircase.
Watch your step.
To a back deck with a planter box on one railing.
Usually in the summertime, I have a garden here.
Belichick has a good-paying job in marketing, and she did get help from her parents. First, by living rent-free while she worked during college and more than a year after, and when they covered a big chunk of her down payment 2.5 years ago. But the house is all hers.
I'm the only one on the mortgage. I'm taking care of the mortgage, so it's in my hands to figure out the rest of homeowning.
It feels powerful to own a loan, she says, but also daunting, like when something breaks down, especially since hardly any close friends are homeowners.
I Google a lot to try to find the answers where I can.
Gen Z friends renting in far more expensive cities are starting to ask how she managed to buy.
They think it's crazy. I have a friend in Raleigh where it's a little bit more feasible. But the New Yorks and the Bostons and the Chicagos of the world, it seems like a pipe dream almost.
Even in Pittsburgh, the market was tough when Belichick bought, but it feels like since then, the economy's gotten worse.
The cost of living in general is just so high, and I think, I don't know if I would have attempted it now.
Which makes her feel all the more lucky that she was able to buy when she did, when so many in her generation are priced out. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Pittsburgh.